going to recap a little bit of the day. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm driving with my windows down. I kept trying to I usually just do these podcasts in one take, like literally every time. And this one I started like four times because I kept rambling on for like 2 minutes about random stuff. We're just going to jump right in. So God did crazy stuff today, and that's awesome. Doesn't feel like that every day. Like, every day is a beautiful walk with the Lord, no matter what. And, like, just being a son of God, man, it's awesome. But today I saw a bunch of crazy stuff happen. We'll just go for it, man. There was a guy... Dude, this was cool right off the bat. This guy... I said his name. I was at a photo shoot at this place, and I said, "Hey, man," and I said his name, and he's like, "He remembered my name," and even, and it, just in that, I was like, I was thinking of that song. It's like, "You know my name," and it felt like that, dude. Like, we just got into this weird, like, sweet moment with the Lord. This guy, I have no idea if he believes in Jesus. I haven't talked with him about the Lord before. I met him probably 6 to 7 times, somewhere in there. But anyways, that was cool. And he was just touched that I remembered his name. And I'm like, praise the Lord, man. And so anyways, going about the day, doing stuff, running around. I go to the, wow, dude, there's even more. I'm glad I redid this, because now that I'm just picking out like highlight parts, now we're getting into the good stuff. So I go to do the photo shoot at the at this one place, taking pictures of meat and chicken and all sorts of different stuff. And the guy, I could tell he was just not feeling it, one of the dudes that worked there. And I was like, "Hey, man, how are you feeling?" And he was like, "Really bad, man. My body hurts, and this thing's messed up, and da da da." And I was like, "Man, could I pray for you?" And he was really uncomfortable. This is the guy that pays me money. This is like, this is a guy that has the power to be like, "Yeah, you can't have this job anymore at this place." So, anyways, there's a weird pause, and he's like, "Yeah, sure." And I got to just pray and just bless him and speak healing over him. And people are looking at us and they're thinking, "What's going on here? This is weird." And it was just a sweet moment, man. And I don't think he had any difference in his pain level. But I really feel like God just touched him in that place, man. And I'm totally believing for healing for that guy. So anyways, we leave there. And I go to the next place for a photo shoot. And I get there, and the guy's like, he's really anxious. He's like, "Yeah, man, a bunch of people didn't show up. You know, can you come back? Can you come back?" I brought it up to him. I was like, "Yeah, I can come back in the afternoon, the early afternoon." He's like, "Perfect. Thank you so much. Sorry about that." And I was like, "No, it's all good." So I go to the dollar store to go and pick up some stuff. I really needed sunglasses, and this is kind of random, but I wanted to get several pairs because I have been losing them all the time. I'm not saying it's always going to be that way. I won't prophesy that over my life. But I have been, so I wanted to get some more shades and some other stuff. So I pull into the dollar store parking lot, and I get a text from the lady at the next photo shoot. She was the 10:30, and she's like, "Hey, can we go 15 minutes later?" And it's like 10 o'clock now, and I'm like, this is weird that two people postponed a little bit. Now I got 45 minutes. I'm like, "God, there's something you want to do." And I go into the dollar store. I get my stuff. I get the shades. I got 5 pairs of shades. They're only $1. I get a little towel and a box to put them in. So I got this box under my seat with 5 pairs of shades in there for when I potentially lose them. And I got some poster board and I got an ice cream bar. It was delicious. And some other stuff, man. And I'm going to walk out the door, and right as I'm about to walk out, this dude walks in with a walker, and I was like, "Hey, man, could I pray for you?" And he's like, "Yeah," and we're praying. He said he had pain in his whole body, and we just prayed, and it was sweet, man. And he's like, "Can you pray for my nephew too? He's going through this and this and this." And I'm like, "Absolutely, man." So we were praying for that, and that guy just got blessed by the Lord, man. It was sweet. I did too. It was just an awesome thing. And I'm like, that is why, man. That is why those, that's why the one guy posts wanted to change the time of the photo shoot and the lady at the other business did. And I'm like, this is amazing. So I go to the 10:30 photo shoot that's now the 10:45. Did that whole shebang, went to the next one, then went to the coffee shop after that, went back to the one place, and then I'm leaving there, I'm driving home, right? I'm driving back towards Alexandria, and this was weird, dude. It, like, felt like I only listened to, like, 2 songs, 3 songs, maybe, and bam, there's the exit for Alexandria. Like, I was expecting from when I left to get back at 2:30, I got back at 2 o'clock, because there's a wedding that I was supposed to take pictures for at 2:30, and it was awesome. Oh my God, I'm excited to talk about that. But anyways, I get back at 2, and I'm like, what just happened? Why did I get back here so early? Like, it felt like I, like, time traveled, like, through, like, time space. I wormholed it in the Holy Spirit or something, you know? And, like, this is wild. So I pull into the gas station, and I'm like, I have time to go grab something to drink. And I go and get this coconut water deal, and I'm checking out. And there's this lady standing by the counter with a cane. And I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. No, I'm just kidding. But right away, I'm like, man, I think I'm supposed to pray for this lady. So I asked her after I checked out. I was like, hey, could I pray for you? And she was like, absolutely. She was just the sweetest lady. And started praying. And as I'm praying, I hear the lady across the counter. She's like, I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the presence of the Lord in here. Something like that, she said, right? And I'm like, what the heck? And we finished praying, and that lady's crying. The lady behind the counter is touched. The guy that was checking out is just weirded out by what's going on. There's, like, several other people in line. And the lady behind the counter is like, this is amazing. And then the lady that God prayed for, like, she's crying. She got touched by the Lord, man. I'm like, this is beautiful. This is the presence of the Lord in the gas station, just broken free and let loose, man. And I'm like, awesome, dude. So then I drive over to the church, and we're doing the wedding, and it was, oh my God, I was crying, dude. And it was my buddy Tony. And he's getting married to Kim. They dated for like 2 months. And I think they had like a month-long engagement or something like that. But just, my God, it was, you could just feel the Lord in that, dude. And they like did it right, man. Like they weren't like sleeping together, living together before marriage. They didn't want to do that or go down that road even a little bit. And they're like 40 years old, late 30s. I'm sorry, you guys, if you listen to this and you're not 40 yet. But anyways, and then Tony, she's got 2 kids, right? This little girl, San Francisco, no. and then she got a little boy named Anthony. And it's funny because both those kids are black, and she's white and Tony's white. So now they're going to, when they go to the grocery store, people are going to be looking, and they got 2 white parents, and they're going to be like, what's going on here? They get kidnapped or something? No, just kidding. But, yeah, so anyways, Tony, Jay, our pastor guy, he's like, Tony, and I understand you've got some things you want to read out and declare to the kids, you know? And he's like, yeah, something like that, right? And Tony he pulls out this paper, and he starts reading this to these kids, and everybody started crying. Like, it seemed that way, dude. Probably 80% of the people there were crying. I'm trying to take a video, and I'm crying. I'm like, this is, oh my God. And he's just talking about how he just wants to be their dad and to just love them, and like how he's like the leader of the household, and he just wants to lead them to Jesus, you know, and just, and I'm like, oh my God. And it was just like the sweetest thing, man. It was the most wholesome flipping wedding I've ever been to in my entire life, for sure. And anyways, and we're taking pictures afterwards, and then I talk with her mom, I talk with Kim's mom, and she's just crying, and it was just beautiful. And she had lung problems, and I was like, can I pray for you? And this is like a small wedding. There's like 15 people in the church, you know, and it was just cool. And my buddy Zach was praying for, I think he was praying for her husband. And it was just good. But anyways, with Kim's mom, like, she had lung problems or whatever, and we prayed, and then, like, she's crying, and then she's, like, talking about how all these things that she's, you know, she's been praying for Kim and the kids, and how it's all just coming to pass, and, like, and then I'm, like, praying into that, and it was just, you could just feel the Lord moving in that wedding so much. I mean, it was crazy. And then the dude's dad, Tony's dad, I don't think he believes in Jesus, so I don't know for sure if I'm thinking of the right guy that was there. There was one guy that was just not on page with any of this, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy is getting the Lord in here right now. Like, he's getting the presence of the Lord just all over him, and it was just good. So then we do that, right? We're hanging out, and we do the well, our young adults thing, Thursdays, if we're promoting right now, Thursdays at 7 p.m. at the Church in the Pines. It is banging. We used to do it every Friday. We switched to Thursdays now, at least for the time being. And young adults, youth, age 15 to 30-ish, it's awesome, dude. It's my favorite thing. So we're doing the well, we're hanging out, practicing, having fun, and we eat pizza, and we're just talking and praying and all that stuff, and it was just sweet, man. Yeah, I think my buddies and I were talking about moving in together into a house, into a different house than where we're at now. We're gonna do it with some other guys, and I'm pumped about that. So we were kind of talking about that some, and anyways, so we start worshiping. We start the event around like 7:15 or whatever, and the worship was just awesome. Man, like, it was so good. It was just like, man, and it was just, we just got way deep in the presence of the Lord, man. And there wasn't a ton of people there. I think we maybe had like 15 people, 18 people somewhere in there tonight. But man, we had a blast just worshiping. And then Eric came up and preached for a while, and then we had breakout groups, and the breakout groups were really good, man. They were just awesome. This one guy was there in my group, and he just got touched, man. You could just feel it. There was just some prophetic stuff spoken over him, prayed over him, and it really resonated with him, and it was like, whoa. Just awesome stuff about how he's going to be able to love people that are in really broken situations. He's going to have people calling him in the middle of the night that have been sexually abused or in messed up situations with drugs, or that have hurt people or gotten in fights or have killed people or whatever. He's just, these people are naturally going to gravitate towards him, and he's going to have everything that he needs in that moment to love those people, because he has the fullness of the Spirit of God in him and with him. And it's like, man, it was just cool. So that guy got touched. And then we're hanging out afterwards. Got to talk with my buddy Adam for a while, for a good hour. And yeah, it was just awesome. I hadn't seen him in a bit, and I just got crazy blessed by that. He did too. So we had fun, man. The Lord was doing awesome stuff today, and it just felt action-packed the whole day. Josh got his, my buddy Josh that I've been giving rides to work to, he got his license back after like 2 months. He's back out on the road, so that's awesome, man. That was totally the Lord, and now him and I are like really close friends because of that whole thing, and business partners as well, and making commercials, and we're looking at other stuff too, and it's just like, man, God knows exactly what he's doing and where we're supposed to be, man. He loves us, dude. Loves us, loves us, loves us. Father God, I pray over everybody listening to this that everything that they're learning in you, God, everything that they're growing into, they would just be completely bold in stepping out of their comfort zone and using all the stuff that you're teaching them in everyday life, God, wherever they are, whether it's at work, with their family, at school, you know, whether they're in the fifth grade or whether they're, you know, 80, 85, living in the nursing home, listening to this somehow, God, just bless them, Lord, and pray that your love would just be So in their awareness, God, constantly, where they'd just be seeing you, experiencing you, seeing how much you love them, and in that place always having something to give. God, I pray that they'd hunger and thirst for righteousness, God, that they would just have a craving for the Word, God, to know you, to read the Bible, listen to the Bible, worship, God, just spend time alone with you in your presence without anything going on, maybe even just sitting in silence, God. I pray that they just crave intimacy with you, God, above everything else, Lord. Thank you, God, that you love us, that you gave your life for us, Jesus. I thank you in the same way that you got nailed to that cross and died. When we say yes to you, now we've given away our life. We've died with you in that place. The old self is dead, nailed to that cross, done, down forever. And we're alive with you, Jesus. I thank you that you're so alive and active and that you're moving today in our lives. And that it was never meant to be boring, man. It was never meant to be fruitless, man. I thank you that the Spirit of life is breaking through, is knocking on our door, God. It's you, it's you, it's you, Lord. We just totally give you the glory, God. We give you the praise. We say that you're moving mountains, God, and that you're good, God. I thank you that you've called us, God. You've called us to do good works, God. Not out of a place of, you know, like striving or anything like that, God, but just because, like, we know who we are. We know we're loved, and we just can't help but give. We can't help but love the people around us, God. So just bless everybody listening to this, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, dude. Yeah. Have fun with the Lord.